Have you ever wondered why exactly it is that things usually sound better at home than they do on stage, in auditions, or even in lessons? It's easy to chalk it up to nerves or assume that you just have to practice more or get more performance experience. And sure, those things certainly are part of the puzzle, but a lot of times that's not really the true root cause. If you've been confused by the inconsistency of your performances, I put together a free 4-minute quiz called the Mental Skills Audit, which will help you pinpoint your mental strengths and weaknesses and figure out what exactly to adjust and tweak in your preparation for more consistently optimal performances. You can take the Mental Skills Audit online at bulletproofmusician.com/MSA. That's MSA for Mental Skills Audit. And again, it's 100% free, and it'll take just 4 minutes to get your results emailed to you as a PDF. This is Noah Kageyama, and you're listening to the Bulletproof Musician Podcast. Every Sunday morning, we'll take a look at a new research-based tip or technique to help you practice more effectively or perform better under pressure. And on the first Sunday of every month, I'll have a guest from the music, sport, or research world who will share their insights on how we can all be a little more awesome in the practice room and on stage. Whether it's an audition, a math final, or your Herculean efforts to prepare a non-dried-out Thanksgiving turkey for once, it's never fun to fail, make mistakes, or fall short of your goals. Which probably explains why there are so many quotes on the internet about the value of learning from our failures and embracing setbacks. Like, the greatest glory in living lies not in never failing, but in rising every time we fall, by Ralph Waldo Emerson. You'll even find a few cautionary quotes to make sure we don't let success get to our heads. Like when Bill Gates said, "Success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose." And sure, that's all true, and I suppose mistakes are inevitable, and that the way we interpret and respond to mistakes is an essential aspect of effective practice and learning. Because mistakes do indeed provide great teachable moments where we can swoop in, clarify what went wrong, and figure out how to get a different result the next time. For instance, when my daughter botches a passage on the piano or brings home a subpar grade from school, it feels like a perfect opportunity to pause for a moment, to talk about what happened and why, clarify what we're aiming for, and brainstorm what adjustments might help her get closer the next time. But focusing relentlessly on our biggest slip-ups and the things we are doing least well can be kind of a bummer. And though I know dogs and people are not the same, our dog DJ seems to learn way better from his successes than his failures. So assuming there might be something to this for humans as well, which is it? Do we learn better from our failures or from our successes? Like most things in life, I think the answer is both, and it depends. And it even seems like there might be cultural differences in this as well. But when it comes to learning how to play our instruments better, serving a volleyball, or becoming the campus cornhole champ, there is mounting evidence which suggests that focusing only on our big misses and epic fails may not actually be as helpful as originally thought. A team of researchers took 28 kids from an elementary school and had them practice throwing beanbags at a target on the ground. And to make things a little trickier, made them do so with their non-dominant arm. The target was about 10 feet away and 8 inches across. Around the target were a series of concentric circles like a bullseye to help measure the accuracy of their throws. If the beanbag landed on the target, they got 100 points, but if it landed in any of the other zones, they'd get fewer points. Kind of like playing darts, except with beanbags, and with a dartboard on the ground. So maybe not really like darts at all. In any case, each student got 60 total practice throws, divided up into 10 blocks of 6 throws each. And because it's pretty obvious how successful your throw is, if you can see where it lands, everyone was blindfolded to keep them in the dark about how well they were doing on each throw. But after each batch of 6 throws, they received feedback about their performance, consisting of the throw number, their score from 0 to 100, and information about where exactly the beanbag landed relative to the target. Like, was it short or long or off to the right, to the left? However, one group of students received feedback about their 3 most accurate throws in the batch, while another group of students received feedback about their 3 biggest misses. So 24 hours later, everyone came back for a test to see how much of what they learned the previous day had stuck. Nothing complicated, just 10 more blind throws, only this time with no feedback. The group receiving feedback about their successes generally outperformed their counterparts, and it was no different in the test, as the students who had received feedback about their best throws throughout practice significantly outperformed the students who had received feedback about their worst throws. So, what is it about receiving feedback about successes that seems to lead to enhanced learning? Well, we all like feeling competent, which is associated with better learning, and we also like feeling that we're good at something, which tends to increase our motivation, which also seems to be related to enhanced learning. So maybe when my son tells me that harping on his mistakes doesn't make him feel like learning, he might actually be onto something? Well, yes. Going back to the study, the researchers had the students take a quick intrinsic motivation assessment after their practice session to see if motivation and perceived competence might indeed be part of the equation. Lo and behold, the students receiving feedback about their best throws had significantly higher perceived competence scores, suggesting that they felt much more capable than their counterparts who received feedback about their worst throws. And wouldn't you know it, their intrinsic motivation scores were higher too. The implication being that the feedback we give students doesn't just have an informational element, but a motivational component as well, both of which have an impact on how effectively they learn. While I don't think the study's results suggest that we should completely ignore big mistakes, it does seem clear that focusing only on our students' or our own biggest mistakes is probably not the best way to maximize learning, nor confidence or motivation for that matter. Instead, focusing on their most successful attempts and the things they are doing right could lead to greater improvements that actually stick. And in case you were wondering if this is something that only works with kids, you may be glad to learn that similar studies have been done with young adults in their early 20s and even older adults in their late 60s, and found the same boost in learning. So this is a general finding that musicians of all ages can probably benefit from. And in one last interesting twist, there's another study related to this which found that the enhanced learning effect is even greater when students know in advance that they will be getting feedback after their best attempts. So the next time you're teaching, try to switch your focus for a moment and keep an eye out for the attempts that come closest to the goal, rather than the biggest goofs. And when you go into the practice room next, do a little practicing yourself, listen for the times when you get things right. What exactly did you do? How could you do it again? And what could you tweak, perhaps, to make it even better the next time?
You can find links to this week's study and other resources at bulletproofmusician.com/blog. And if you found the episode helpful, please share it with a friend or practice buddy who you think might also enjoy experimenting with this during the coming week.